Hold on a second, let me shut my machine.
Hi,
hello.
Hello, this is Maida with Family First. Am I speaking with Christine Fearman?
Yes, I just had I sleep usually during the day.
Oh.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about that. I just wanted to quickly let you know that I was able to talk to Mark. And, I requested the FOB to be mailed out to your house. I requested that today. So
okay.
I just wanted to make sure that the address, I know that you texted me the address, but I just wanted to make sure that it was the 18 Brighton Village Drive unit.
Yes.
Okay, good. And during the last month, have you been admitted to a hospital by any chance?
No.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Herman.
I've been sick since 2 days after Christmas. I had COVID for a couple weeks, 3.5 of those 4 weeks. I still have symptoms from it. And then I had a sinus infection. I did telehealth for that. And then the day after, like one day of kind of like going on the road to recovery, I get a stomach virus with a low-grade fever, vomiting, diarrhea, and abdominal cramp, and I'm still cramping stomach. I'm already on like 21 medications.
Okay.
I don't want to take anything else because it seems like everything reacts. I'm just trying to, Mark's been really good with broths and things that are easy to digest for me, so it's fine.
Okay, but Can I tell you one thing real quick?
Can I tell you one thing?
Sure.
I did not ignore my service coordinator. I also texted my service coordinator the night before about I was running a fever. I was having diarrhea. Like, I can't sit on a commode with the lady here. And she kind of was like, you never texted me. That's not true. And I'm like, ma'am, the text is on my phone. Like, I save everything. It's on my phone. Well, let's not get into that. Like, it's kind of like she's kind of like real nice. Like, the first time she called me to set it up, she was real nice, and she was asking me questions about me, and she's like, which I couldn't believe if I almost fell on the floor. I mean, I'm not a well person, but she said, I think you need more hours.
Okay.
She said that, and my doctor had said that before, but he's like, you don't really want to go poking, you know, so you can kind of cover it with other people, because my other son will come by, or my daughter, and one, or Mark will stop by. It's like he goes into work later, and he gets done early. So it's kind of like come home and sometimes take, if I'm still sleeping or whatever, he'll just lay down. Like, he laid down last night. He got home at like 3-something, and this kid is like only needs like 4 or 5 hours of sleep total, and it can be interrupted. He's always been like that. He had 2 sleep studies with an infant. I'm sorry, Maida. I'm just really...
It's okay.
Sick as had to be, sick as hard. And then this case manager, the service coordinator goes, well, did you go to the hospital? And it's like, that's a valid question, but not in that tone. And my son can hear it because everything gets recorded inside, outside of the house. And inside, so that kids, like, Max can, like, look on the thing, because they hooked into my security system, and he sometimes, like, he can see that I'm, like, wrestling or will be getting up, and he'll just come on by. So I have keypads on my door. I can't go down the steps without Max and Mark to get out of the apartment. They have to help me down the steps. It's horrible. We're trying to move downstairs. But if we move, of course, I'll let you know. No, I have not been in the hospital. And, yes, I do know that if I go to the hospital, hopefully contact, like, I, when I was in the hospital last February, I contacted Sam and Yona and I forget who else. Mm-hmm. But I let everybody know, and I let my service coordinator know. I keep it first and let them know. I called Petna. They get double called sometimes because Mark also knows. Mark also has a list in my phone book of people he has to call if I'm unable to call and I'm in the hospital. Because it's not like he's not clocking in if I'm in the hospital, so it's not like he's getting paid. And like Yona told me, he was with me, and it is documented that he went to the hospital and was with me. And Yona said, Mark will get paid up until your admission time. So actually, it will go admission time is on your record.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what if I'm on probation and I'm not admitted yet, but I'm there for 2 days? He goes, if he's there with you, he goes, but you don't really want to be having him sit there with you for 12 hours necessarily. Like, take a few hours, and I'm like, I don't want, too many people at the hospital when I'm there anyway, because I'm in the hospital. I'm not good. So, I'm sorry.
It's okay. How are you now? Are you?
I'm not well. I have so many problems. My bones in my neck, from my neck down to my butt, fusing together. Bones in my jaw are fusing together. Like, when I went to a dentist, he's like, open your mouth more. I'm like, it doesn't open anymore. And he's like having to, like, it was difficult. But the stomach cramps, the spasms in my abdomen are killing me. Like, not killing me as if I'm going to scream, but I have, I've suffered so much domestic violence and stuff, I don't even really react.
Mm.
My pressure does, it goes sky high. I'm going to probably have to call the doctor.
Okay.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing to do now.
I know, but I'm so tired. I always get another diagnosis. I have lupus, I have teeth, I have a vestibular balance disorder. I fell 8 times last year. I fell 3 times this year. It's always March. I'm just so sick. I'm just so sick and tired of being in this condition. I don't know. I'd be nursing him if I didn't have Mark. I really, really would. Well, hopefully this lady's at it. That's why it's so confusing, because the first phone call, she's all sweet and everything and telling me I need more hours. And then the next thing, I had to cancel, and I did text her, and I said, time to cancel. It says the time I called you. She said, I don't get it. I'm thinking, yeah, okay. Did you go to the hospital? Oh, you did go to the hospital, right? I'm like, no, I did not. And if I go to the hospital, I will contact you and my son will contact you. Like, we know the rules and regulations, and we're trying to do things, perfectly as we should. And it just always seems like there's a problem, and I'm, freaked out between we need to get new cell phones still. I'm waiting for a deal. I'm afraid with the phone being left, because we have to turn our phone. Even just clocking in and out, capturing that, freaks me out a little bit, because I have to turn my phone on, or Mark has to turn his phone on and go in. And then after he clocks out, he's then got to go back and he's got to go back and remember to turn his location off. I can send you a picture right now, because I just had it earlier, in the morning around 6 or so, I was scrolling through my phone trying to distract myself, and I found my x-ray. You should see the x-ray of my mouth from this man. There's no debating what's going on. Like, I had to have over half my teeth removed, and now I got to get the rest of them removed. And then after they get out, my cardiologist said the teeth have to come out. Then I have to go in the hospital, probably seeing surgery or an overnight, and get. I have a great problem with my heart. I've had this since I've been born. I've been complaining about this in the past, and I've always been very active before I had strokes. And I've lost everything. I've lost my career. I've lost my house. I've lost my husband of 20 years. I took care of him for 7. I just feel relentless. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Christine.
Wish I had a button I could push, because everybody wants to know my name, the spelling, my date of birth, my address. I get disgusted having to keep. I know why you're doing it. I know why everybody does it, but it's like I'm the person who's going to alert you when something changes, although I know you have a job to do.
Yeah, I know that you always
right.
let me know, but, you know, it's just...
and it's you know, I mean, something's got to be a relief. You know, it's like my phone died, and I didn't have enough charger, and Mark left his charger over, you know, someplace else, and it's like we had no charger, so I'm like, all it might have known in the morning, like, we're going to have to do it cheap, so... You know, I fill out my signature on it, and then Mark fills out the rest, and he signs it and sends it to you. And every time he always asks me, is this box for me? Are you sure not to put anything in this box? And I'm like, no, it's family first to sign off the box. So that gets annoying, but, you know, I mean, it's not the worst thing to ask me, you know. I'm sorry. I just feel so... I don't know. I feel like I just feel like this is... Like, I've just been too sick. And I was so happy I was only sick with the COVID for, like, 3.5 weeks because 4 years before I got COVID on the 7th of December, which meant my Christmas screwed over about my health, and I didn't negative, and I'm still symptomatic. I didn't test negative until March 17th. December 7th to March 17th, I was positive with COVID. I was like bedridden.
But that was last year, right? March 17th.
That was before, and I've had COVID 3 times already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, my husband was sick for 7 years, and the kids were little, and it'll be 12 years he's passed, but my kids got real, like, their dad's immune system was down. He caught a Legionnaire's disease from working on a HVAC unit. And we had to keep the kids that were in elementary school and nursery school, so it was kind of like they bring germs home, so we were always like, okay, come in. Like, they came in from school and they got their bath. Like, I had to get, otherwise my husband ended up in the hospital sick, and now I'm my kids, all their dads like that, and now they're watching, and it's really hard on me. There's nothing I could do about it. I mean, I could go into a nursing home, but I don't want to, and my kids don't want me to, so, you know. Yeah, all right. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Christine.
How's Jonah's baby?
Oh, well, I actually don't know.
Oh, okay. Because my daughter had a baby shortly before, and then Yuna had his baby. He was so excited. I'm sure he still is. He's probably very tired.
Yeah, he's probably very tired, yeah.
All right, Mine, I'm sorry.
Well, thank you, Christine, for all of the information.
Mm-hmm.
I will let you know as soon as the FOV is mailed out to your house.
How's it coming? Is it coming through the mail, or is it coming through UPS, FedEx? No?
It's through the mail, yes.
It's mail, okay, because we have a locked mailbox. There's a thing, Mark has to walk down the block, there's a mean mailbox thing. Like, I don't even get my mail in my building, even though I can't go down the steps for myself. I just feel like, I was only out five times last year, but I just five. And they were all, once was a hospital, once was guys, just once was, yeah, like, they were just like, post-hospital checkups. And I'm just sick of this. Well, maybe when I feel better, I'll be less cranky.
Yeah. Christine, I will have to...
You have to go, I know. All right, honey, thank
but,
you.
Thank you, and take care now. Hope you feel better soon.
Cranky. All right, thank you.
Take care.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.